The explosive growth of the world's population figured in several CGI discussions over the past 3 days. Judith Roden, president of the Rockefeller Foundation, underscored the ramifications for food security.
Given the fact that population is expected to increase by about 2 billion more people, we will need 2.5 times the amount of food produced in the next 90 years than in the prior 8,000 years.
Meeting humanity's growing needs will require more efficient food production. Jason Clay, senior vice president of the World Wildlife Fund, said people everywhere waste about 1 of every 3 food calories.
And that has impacts on water and greenhouse gas emissions and soil erosion and all kinds of things. It's a compounding factor.
Nigeria's agriculture minister, Akinwumi Adesina, said his government is no longer in the business of selling seeds and fertilizer. He said when government was involved, corruption was chronic.
Fertilizer developed hands and legs and walks away, you know, from the poor farmers and gets in the farms of the rich guys.
CGI host, former President Bill Clinton, invited Egypt's new president, Mohamed Morsi, for a discussion about democratization of that country. Speaking through an interpreter, Mr. Morsi touched on the issue of Egyptian food production.
We have to enact laws to encourage agriculture and to eliminate excessive bureaucracy, because excessive bureaucracy kills development.
In 1998,
Mr. Clinton closed this year's CGI by introducing Chen Li, a woman who was hidden from him when he visited a village in China because people did not want the American president to see a disabled person. Chen Li remained undaunted and not only married, but became a spokesperson for the disabled in China. He met her only later.
It was really one of the most life-affirming experiences I have ever had. And so when you get discouraged, just remember this: unless somebody left you on a bed because the people in the village were afraid that there was something wrong with being disabled, and you don't really have any problems.
Mr. Clinton said the CGI has garnered tens of billions of dollars in contributions during its 8 years of existence, helping an estimated 400 million people worldwide. Peter Fidinski, VOA News, New York.